Okay, now we're getting into relatively low sun, and Serenitas is a lot lighter colored than the, it's a light tan to me. And then you, in the low sun, you look out into Tranquilitatis across Plinius, and that demarcation turns out to be the same kind of gray tan, you know, it's a darker.
But there is a color difference between Serenity and Tranquilitatis there?
Yeah, there's a definite color difference between, and it almost looks like if you could extend on color alone, the color from Tranquilitatis extends on over and covers into, you know, kind of drapes over the edge and covers up part of Serenity.
Okay, we got that. Well, that should be all your photos there for that pass and around.
Oh, okay.
And Ron, before we get into the visual here, we'd like high gain auto.
Okay, high gain.
And can you give me a magazine report on that
Good
picture?
Okay, we're magazine Lima Lima, and it's 129er. Same sun angle, and there's no doubt about it, from TAC A on up to Mel something or other. There's a group of small rills in there, and those rills have got ejected material around the, and up and over the rills, and not impact type ejected. It's got to be a volcanic ejecta of some kind up around there. It's a dark brown, a darker brown than the tan of Serenitatis.
Roger, you're referring to the Menulus rills there, right, to the west of TAC-A, right?
That's to the west of TAC-A. Still, it looks like it's in the Serenitatis Basin, right on the edge of it.
Roger, we see him.
And then they kind of stop just even with Bell, whatever it is. Millennius or something like that.
Millennius or Menelaus, take your pick.
Yeah, okay.
You see a ray coming out of Menelaus going through Bessel? Is that one of Tycho's rays?
It disappeared. I could see that one.
I did.
I'll take a look the next time around.
That was my question. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I know it shows it on the map there, and I haven't really got a good clear picture of a ray yet.
I'm going to be more interested in seeing it
for sure the next time.
I'm going to be more interested to see if you can see the alleged crater Arabia on this next pass.
I've been looking for that every pass. And there's a lot of depressions and ridges and hills around there. It's hard to see. You don't really get a big picture view of it. You get a little piece of it at a time. And I think in order to really convince yourself that you've got something there, you're going to have to get off away from it. And
I don't understand.
He called there, sure, a depression. Like nothing I've ever seen before.
Gotcha. Get a good chance to get some pictures of that next rev.
Next rev? Okay, they ought to be good ones. Because the sun angle is going to be pretty good. But at this point, you get a dark tan, kind of a Mari type material. It's in a Mari type material, and then it's a light gray down in the D caldera itself. It looks like a D, all right, but it's a light gray down in there, and then it's got bumps that stick up, and the bumps themselves I want to look at it again for sure, but I get the impression the bumps themselves are the light tan material.
Okay, I understand. Whereas, the bumps are light tan, right?
The bumps are light tan, and then down between the bumps that are down in the caldera, it looks like a real rough, blocky gray material. I hope you're keeping me honest on the flight plan. I got my head out the window. I can't follow the flight plan.
Affirmative. All you've got is in about 4 minutes or 3 minutes now, you pick up orbital science visuals on Copernicus, and we'll just stay with you on those orb science visuals right through Reiner Gamma. And at 143.12, you've got a rather rapid time. You might want to quit early. Get the LOI canister changed, and then you got a P-52. So your choice on that. I'll call you right at 143.12, if that's what you want.
Okay, yeah, give me a call right there, because I got to get right into that, so. I'll do the P-52 first, so you all can see it, and then I can always change that canister.
Yeah, okay, we'll concur on that, but just don't forget it.
Okay.
Hon, you're coming up on Copernicus. I might read you some of these questions. One of them was, study the floor of Copernicus and compare its material to that on the wall terraces. The other one is, when viewed from the opposite direction, is there an extension of the structure in the middle central peak? I guess that we refer to that as what might be a dike in that middle central peak. And what is the nature of that structure?
Okay. I think those things are going to be kind of hard to see, but we'll try.
The back room would like you to kind of concentrate on looking at that dike, if it's at all possible, around. Even if you have to use a binocular.
Okay, okay.
If you want to feel for some scale on that, just a reminder, the crater is about 3 kilometers deep, and the central peak is 400 meters high, around.
Okay. This is Eratosthenes. I'm passing over now. I hope.
Yeah, you should be just about over Eratosthenes right now.
Because the old sun's shining right on my rendezvous light out here.
Roger.
And you can't see anything out the window. There's Copernicus.
Kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, especially the binocs cut off, they must cut off too much light or something.
Okay, we understand that. Might just stick with the naked eye then and do the best you can, I guess.
To recall what Jack said on it and what I see. earlier, did he mention the dark part to the south, on the south side of Copernicus? In other words, you can see albedos real well, and there's a dark area that extends maybe, a half a crater diameter, three-quarters of a crater diameter to the south, and it kind of flows down in. I don't want to say flows, but at least it carries itself down the crater wall, down to the crater floor. And this is kind of in the south, maybe from 6, or let's see, from about 4:30 to 7:30. And then the rest of the crater, all the rest of the way around it, you can see light albedo step all the way around the crater, the first step down about a fourth of the way down in the crater wall.
I don't recall that, but sounds good, Ron.
Okay. Unfortunately, those things really disappear fast.
Take a look at the peaks and concentrate in that mountain in the center of the peaks, if you will, Ron.
Okay, it's already passed now, but I can recall as I was looking at it, the peaks, it seems to me like there's four, and they have the same light albedo texture as the, not texture, but the same light albedo as that first ring on the inner wall of the crater. And then interspersed between those white peaks were a darker, you could just tell it's the darker albedo. And you couldn't tell for sure if it's not part of the crater floor, it's just a darker albedo interspersed in there. And I spent half the time trying to acquire the thing in the binocs, and the binocs just cut down the light too much.
Okay, we'll try maybe later on with the binocs on Copernicus. I guess you're coming up in the Kepler area, aren't you? You're right coming up on Kepler
yeah.
B, and then
I think it should be Kepler B right out there now. Let's see, that's out in Oceanus Procolorum, I guess, isn't it?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, and then Aristarchus is coming up, I think, isn't it? No, that's Kepler.
I think Kepler is a real bright one with many bright rays from coming out of it.
It's got a lot of bright rays on it. Kepler D and must be another one down here. The two small Keplers don't show any bright rays at all. They show their bright slopes on the inner walls. The rays of Kepler really show up quite markedly in the Earthshine. I bet they show up probably better in Earthshine than they do otherwise. Because I think Earthshine tends to bring out the albedo differences considerably.